right, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. We looked at this, of course, Sunday. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I mentioned Sunday, this is the first invitation in the New Testament. And what an invitation it is. Our world is looking for rest. You're looking for rest. You're looking for peace. Rest simply means no longer struggling. No longer under that burden and that weight. And Jesus said to these, primarily the Pharisees, to the Jews, but to everybody, including us, "If you labor and are heavy laden, I'll tell you what you can do. Come to me." What a simple word. What a simple invitation. And yet that's exactly what we need. It's exactly what the world needs. If anybody and everybody in the world would respond to this invitation as he has placed it, everyone would be saved and would be helped. Not only be saved because of their sin, but be helped in their daily lives. If you are saved, you did what he said here. You came to him and you trusted him. Verse 29, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for my souls." Verse 30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus speaks to the weary soul, to the person who is laboring. I mentioned Sunday, that's the person who's trying their best to keep all the rules and try and do everything right, but they're failing. So it is with all of us. The Old Testament law, the Ten Commandments, and even the what we call the golden rule, that's not good enough. Doing good is not good enough. Doing the best we can is not good enough. And on top of all the Old Testament law and all the system that God had given, the Pharisees and all the religious bunch had heaped on more traditions, their rules, their guidelines, to where the religious people of that day were so weighted down. Jesus said, if you're finally tired of it, if you're laden and you're heavy laden, if you're finally tired of it, come to me and I'll help you. He speaks to the weary soul. And in verse 29 and verse 30, he speaks of a yoke. And I think, my goodness, are you kidding me? You just talked about people who are heavy laden. You have just talked about people with a weight on them. You have just talked about people who have a weight on them because they're trying to do the best they can, and now you're talking about a yoke? Yeah. A yoke was a piece of wood that was fashioned to go around an ox or a mule or some type of animal to work. It is an instrument of labor and of service. So it seems to me right off as I hear what Jesus says, he says, you have talked to people who have labored and now you're talking about more labor? But that's not what he's saying. He is not saying to those who already have the yoke of good rules and good deeds and keep the law and do all the right things, that yoke of keeping all the good the rules and all the law, he is not saying, on top of that yoke, put my yoke. He is not saying that at all. He is saying, you exchange my yoke for your yoke. Take that yoke of the law off. Take that yoke of your self-effort off. Get that burden off of you and take my yoke, for my yoke is easy. His yoke is this: faith, repentance, believing, accepting, receiving, the Holy Spirit doing the work. I like that yoke a whole lot better. And that's exactly what he's saying here. He's telling the Jews, get rid of that yoke of trying to keep the law and take my yoke. Jesus' yoke is an easy yoke. It does involve service, but it's a delightful service. If you're saved and never done anything for the Lord, it is not supposed to be a burden. It's supposed to be a delight. If you look at it rightly, it is. When we allow the Holy Spirit who lives in us to empower us, and let Him work through us, it is a delight. It can be wearisome because our bodies grow tired and our minds grow tired. But the yoke of the Lord is an easy yoke, is a delightful yoke. And walking with Him and serving Him is a delight and a thrill and an honor and a privilege. He says, my yoke is easy. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn about me. Learn who I am. The law and the Pharisees, all that religious bunch who says do this and don't do that. That bunch is a hard bunch. That bunch is a strict bunch. That bunch is a judgmental bunch. But I'm meek and lowly. He is the exact opposite of the Pharisees. The Pharisees, again, religious people who said you must keep the law and you must keep our traditions or you'll never make it to heaven. You'll never find favor with God unless you do the right thing all the time. Man alive, no wonder you'd be heavy laden. No wonder there'd be a wearisome involved with that. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light because you don't have the self-effort. You don't have to try on your own. He enables us. That's what our life's supposed to be like. It is to be a life of service, no doubt. But that service is us submitting to the Lord, the Holy Spirit who lives in us, and He carries us, He enables us, He empowers us, He fills us, and uses us. And so the burden's not on me, it's on Him. And that's why He said, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Well, Jesus still speaks to these people. He still calls out to these people. And there's no doubt, as I mentioned Sunday, He's speaking to people who do not know real salvation. He's talking to people who are trying to work their way to heaven. And He says, in essence, it'll never work. And He says, if you are finally tired of trying, just come to me. If you're finally so heavy laden with all the rules that you can't take it any longer, just give it all up and come to me. But I want to say there's another application to these verses. It is primarily the lost people. It's primarily the Jews who were lost and still are. It is primarily to the world that is lost, but it can be applied to those who are saved. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Right off the bat, I'm kind of interested. Because I sure do desire and need rest. I need that rest. I need that peace of mind. I need the wearisome gone. He says, even to us who are saved, if you're tired of it, if you're tired of the load, if you're tired of the wearisome, if you're tired of the burden of trying on your own, you come to me. What a wonderful invitation. Could I mention some things about this? Jesus' invitation can be applied to the Christian. And this invitation to the Christian involves lordship. He said, come unto me. The same one who just said a couple of verses before, the Father has given everything into my hands. The Father has delivered everything into my hands. And He had proven that. He had demonstrated that by healing people and raising the dead and casting out demons and doing the miraculous. He showed He had power over sickness and power over death and power over Satan. And that's the one who said, come to me. It's not me saying, come to me. I can't help you much. It's not Dr. Spock or Dr. Phil or any of them others saying, come to me. They probably can't help you much at all. But he says, come to me. I am the Lord. I can help you. Come to me when you're weary. Come to me when you're burdened. Come to me when you can't stand it any longer. That's exactly what the songs have said this evening. Already it involves lordship. He says, come unto me, and I will give you rest. I will give you what you're looking for. And that tells me he's the source. It comes from him. It's something he gives. That means it's a free gift. I do not earn it. Man alive, that's what's wrong already. Trying to do right on my own. Trying to find peace on my own. Trying to be at rest on my own. That ain't working. So he says, finally, if you're tired of it, come to me and I will give you rest. He is the source, and he is the only source of real rest. You can't get it anywhere else. More we try, but we fail in our search because we look in the wrong place. This invitation to the Christians involves lordship. This invitation that Jesus extends to the Christians involves listening. He said, come unto me. The first thing I realize after the fact of who is speaking is the fact that he is speaking. He is saying something. And therefore, since he is speaking, we need to listen. I do know this. He has what we need. We need rest. We need peace. We need help. We need contentment. And he says, if you don't have it, come to me. All I know is he's speaking, so I'd better listen. And it's vitally important if we want the rest he offers to listen to him. Not just with one invitation of coming one time, but daily listening to him. Did you hear the song? I sat there as the congregation sung and as Mindy sang, and I heard the words, and I thought how this applies to what I'm getting ready to teach this evening. I hear his voice. I know his voice. Do you know him well enough to know when it's him speaking? Do we listen to him? Do we listen to him daily? Is our life so open to him and his voice that we hear him? If we want rest, we better. Because rest comes from him. And he said, here's what you do. Need to listen to him. It involves listening. The song said, we walk in his footsteps. He leads us the direction we need to go. This invitation to Christians applied to the saint deals not only with lordship and listening, but it also deals with labor. He said, take my yoke upon you. And already I'll say it again. I feel the weight starting coming down on me. I feel the responsibility of taking his yoke. I mean, I'm already weighed down. I'm already burdened from trying to do the best I can, trying to find peace and rest on my own. And I'm already weary in my search. And now he talks about a yoke. I can almost feel the weight of it coming on my heart and on my shoulder. But then I realize, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That tells me it's not like the yoke of me trying. It's not like the self-effort yoke. It's not like the Pharisees who said, here's what you got to do and here's how you do it. But it does mean a service. I'm talking about Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All those things go together. We can't separate them. So a part of what he's saying in his invitation, offering rest, is you got to be willing to serve me. You got to be willing to labor. You got to be willing to do what I say. And that's not contrary to rest. For in serving Him and submitting to His will and doing what He says we're to do, that's when we get rest. That's where we find peace. When He helps us do His will. When He carries us when we cannot walk ourselves. I'll say it again, He empowers us. It's His power through us, not ourselves. That's why it's restful. That's why it's easy. That's why it's light. Because it's Him doing it through us. But we must do it. Here's my point. Here's Jesus' point. If I want rest, I need to be willing to do what He tells me to do. I don't blame Him for that, do you? If He has a will for my life, and I tell Him, I don't want to know Your will. I just want Your peace. I just want You to give me rest. Now, I don't want to do what You want me to do. I want to leave that alone, but I just want Your rest. I don't blame Him for saying it didn't work that way. Submitting to Him and yielding to Him in His will for us as His servants is one way we get the rest that we desire and need. Now, the Jews labored in their own strength. And the Pharisees did the best they could. And Jesus said, will you quit trying? Will you stop trying yourself? In like fashion, He says to us, I have a will for your life. And I have some way I want you to serve me. But I want you to do it in your own, in your will. And I don't want you to do it in your power. For this invitation that Christ gives to the Christian, it pertains to load. I don't know how else to put it. That's kind of how He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. It talks about a load. And it's something we don't desire. It's something that's hard and harsh and difficult. The idea is, I am so weighed down, I cannot stand it any longer. A load. Too heavy for me to bear. Man, that's not bad. That's not good. That's bad. But you know what? That is good and it is bad. I didn't say that accidentally. And I really didn't say it the right way. It's bad that it... Because nobody wants to be at the end of the rope. Nobody wants to be so down that they know they can't go on. But it's good that that's the best place to be. When we get so overloaded in trying in our own strength that we cannot go on. That the load gets so overwhelming that we cannot go on. Man, that's a bad place to be, but that's a good place to be. Because that's when we can get help. That's when we finally said, I've had enough. I can't stand it any longer. I got to have help. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying. If you're heavy laden, if you're weary, if you're overloaded, leave all that junk behind and turn to me. This invitation that Jesus offers to Christians deals with love. You reckon there's any love in those Pharisees? If you think so, you don't know them. Harsh, hard, judgmental, critical. The rules and only the rules and do what we say and our tradition and the law. And if you don't, you do or else. No compassion in that. But Jesus' invitation is full of compassion. He offers this invitation because He loves us. He loves you. Jesus died for us when we were enemies. Jesus died for us when we were sinners. You know why? Because He loved us. And He loved us then when we were enemies. And He loved us then when we cursed Him and denied Him and rejected Him and wanted nothing to do with Him. If He loved us then, you think He's going to stop loving us now that we belong to Him? I know. I know we're a long way from perfect, but He still loves us. This invitation is saying, I love you, and I want to give you what you need. I've got what you need, and I want you to have it because I love you. This invitation to Christians deals with leaving. I said this before. I said everything I know twice at least. probably 100 times since I've been here. But he said, come. Well, if he says come, whoever he says come to must leave where they're at to come. They must leave where they're at to come. And this invitation that the Lord gives to us who are saved involves leaving. There's some things we have to leave behind. I'm talking about, he said, if you want my rest, I'm telling you how to get it. I've got it, and I want to give it to you. I want you to have it. But if you get it, you got to come to me. And if you come to me, that means you got to leave some things. I don't know what that implies or what that means to you. I know what it means to me in some very specific areas. And if we'll listen, the Lord will show us what he wants us, you, to leave behind. Something of the world. Your self-effort. Somebody. A habit. A desire. I don't know. But he does. But I do know this. He said, come to me because you need rest and I want to give it to you. And if you come to me, there's some things you're going to have to leave. Ask the Lord to show you what you need to leave. Leave behind. Walk away from. Lay down and leave. That's one part of this invitation. It involves leaving. Now, for the Pharisees, he was saying, leave your self-effort behind. Stop trying to work your way to heaven. Leave it behind. But I don't know what he's saying to you or me. I know, like I said, some of the things he's saying to me very specifically. Because I need rest. I do know this. Whatever we're holding on to that he says turn loose of, it's not worth forfeiting peace for. Whatever there is that he says leave, it's not worth giving up rest for. It doesn't matter how good it is or how much we like it or how hard it is to walk away from it. It's not worth giving up rest for. But he says, if you come to me, there's some things you're going to have to leave. And I was going to brush through this and get to some verses. But I want to try and mind the Lord. This invitation for Christians. Now the verses that we've read and tried to deal with, he's talking to religious but lost people. But it can be applied, the truths that he said can be applied to saved people. Because I need rest, even though I'm saved, I need rest. And so do you. So this invitation to Christians pertains or deals with leaning. Leaning. To lean on him. I laid down on this little sofa thing here, this little chair Sunday. That's exactly what I said about lost people need to trust the Lord completely. You lay down on the chair. You lay down on the bed. You lean on the chair. You're putting your weight, all of your weight, on that you're trusting to hold you up. And for me to have the peace and the rest he's talking about, I must trust him alone. I can't help him. All I can do is submit. All I can do is surrender. It's something he gives. Something that comes from him. I don't earn it. That's the thing he's talking about and not doing. I don't do enough to where I deserve it. That's what he's talking against. It's something we depend on him. My peace, my rest, my help comes from him. And if he doesn't do it, I don't get it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what he's talking about. Leaning on him, trusting him, depending on him, coming to him. It's his invitation. Salvation is a sinner depending on the Lord entirely. Pure and simple. Or you're not saved. The Christian getting the rest he's talking about is the Christian depending on the Lord entirely to get the rest that he's offering. And then the last thing on this little point, and I'll kind of try and remind the Lord of what to do. Jesus' invitation involves liberty. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest. It literally means to rest burdens and troubles and labor behind, as I mentioned Sunday, to stop working. But it literally means to be set free, to be liberated, to be set free of what's bound me, controlled me, influenced me. It means to be set free. There is liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. With all our modern conveniences and all the know-how, self-help books running out of our ears and philosophies and psychologies and people still don't have rest. Because the only way to get it is to get it from the Lord. But even Christians, sometimes we don't. And he says, come to me. It just sounds too simple, doesn't it? Well, if I offer you a $5 bill and I've got the $5 bill and I say, come here and take it, and you walk off with a $5 bill. That's simple, but it works. And so it is with the Lord. I don't want to stop or start the next thought. I'm going to take a whole lot more time than what you would want to hear right now. I will say this. With this wonderful invitation that Jesus gave to them, the next chapter is like a pivotal chapter. Because they're going to reject him. They're going to hear the invitation that he'll give them what they need and what they've been looking for. And they turn away from him. They reject him. But do you know what? People do that every day. Some people did it Sunday. Just broke my heart. Because I know the burden of my heart for Sundays and Sunday's message. Some people here lost it, left lost. Had an invitation. Jesus said, come to me and I'll give you rest. And they walked off without the rest. But there's a lot of Christians who, for whatever reason, I'll just put it like that, we don't have the rest he offers. He says it's available. Let's stand together.